Welcome, councillors. Welcome, members of the gallery, and also to our staff and the general manager and directors that are here. I declare the meeting opened at 6 minutes past 6 p.m. Can I ask you all please to be upstanding for the council prayer? We're missing the prayer. Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council and direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. We're missing the prayer, I think, Michelle, on the agenda. I think I went off memory. I also acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present, and for any of our Indigenous community that are here, we also acknowledge and pay our respects to you. I just remind the councillors there's a statement of ethical obligations on there. We have no apologies for council. Sorry, we had some speakers, so we're supposed to get the speakers up before we actually begin. So before we start, I might just call on the speakers. Now, I'll call you up to speak in no particular order. I note some speakers are from the same household, so I might just call you up together. So then that way we can try to, because I'm sure you're speaking on the same issue. Can I just remind members of the public that there is a time limit of 3 minutes per speaker. It is not an opportunity to debate a matter or pose a question to councillors or officers. It's just about speaking in relation to the issue that you may have and to address items listed on the agenda only of this council meeting. So I note all the speakers are addressing items in relation to this. You are to be respectful with your remarks and not make personal reflections on or impute improper motives to anybody. So, and that council accepts no responsibility for any defamatory comments made. So in no particular order, I might just get Mr. I think we've got 6 weeks, so is it Miss Yang, is it, and David Tran, are you from the same address? No. Pauline Tran and David Tran, are you from the same address? Can you come up and speak, please? So I'm just going to put my hand up when it's about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. I'll let you probably... Did you want to speak together or are you going to speak individually?
I think I'll just speak on behalf of my father.
Sorry?
I might just speak on behalf of my father.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just before you start, I might just... Okay. Go for it. And I'm going to put my hand up when it's about 3 minutes, okay?
Yeah. So we'll just keep it short and sweet because I believe our neighbour would... Is that okay? Yeah. I believe my neighbour would just delve into the matter. But we just heard from our neighbours the other day that you're planning to include our side of the road, so Liverpool Road, including, I believe, houses from 72 to 78 to be part of the Pinyin Way heritage listing. I believe our current property is listed as a conservation area, but we oppose that it should be included as a heritage listing property. I mean, besides the fact that we've done extensive renovations, all according to council approvals and everything like that, but the renovations themselves, internally and externally, do not really show any significance of, I guess, keeping up with the heritage of the property. And we are aware that our neighbours are also have done extensive renovations as well. Although we do appreciate conserving houses, the homes of the Pinyin Way and the styles and everything like that, we just don't feel that it's appropriate to include something that has already been altered significantly. And that particular side of the road anyways has been altered significantly to be included as part of the heritage listing. I mean, for the fact that our property is already part of the conservation area, we can acknowledge and appreciate that, but I feel that, well, we feel that taking a step further and listing it as a heritage house and making us abide by internal and external heritage regulations, what have you, we find it doesn't quite make sense. If we were initially a heritage property and we want to extend that, then sure, but we don't feel that's suitable for us to adhere to heritage styling of internal and external decor or what have you, or renovations, when it wasn't like that. It's currently not like that for that side of the road. We don't have the benefits of the beautiful landscaping of a Pean Way. We don't have access to the tennis court or what have you. It just doesn't really make sense for us to be included. I think that's about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Tran, did you want to add anything? Yeah. Oh, you're fine? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next speaker, Mr. Alex Tyken, who's speaking for the proposed. Alex, you're speaking for? Welcome, Alex. And sorry, what street are you from, Alex? White or Appian?
Appian.
Appian Way, that's right. Good to see you again.
Yes, thanks very much, John.
And sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Tran were from Liverpool Road, just for the record.
Okay.
I'd rather not say they're from the houses affected. Just for privacy reasons, I won't say. They're from either, unless it's not listed here. It just says they were speaking against the proposal. Sorry, I should have made that clear. And they live on Liverpool Road, which are the properties, I think, in the, what's that, Osterlane Conservation Area.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tyne.
Okay.
Alex.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, I applaud this initiative by Council to group heritage list the properties in Appian Way Conservation Area and the nomination of the Appian Way Conservation Area as a state heritage item. You also have a lot of support from my neighbours. A few of them are here this evening. Before your deliberations today, I want to emphasise two things. Firstly, the value of a group heritage listing is the holistic protection and preservation of this unique precinct. All properties in the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area need to be included. Individual properties should not be excluded, as such an action will degrade the unique nature of this area. Secondly, and in keeping on the first, the tennis courts and pavilion in the centre of the Appian Way also need heritage listing and protection. The unique character of the Appian Way Conservation Area is an integral combination of the serpentine road framed by brushbox trees, picturesque houses surrounded by generous gardens, creating an asymmetrical yet architecturally cohesive environment, unusual and beautifully landscaped grass, tennis courts and pavilion in the centre. Our legacy should be the protection of each element. I therefore ask that Council urgently pursue the heritage listing of the tennis courts and pavilion. In 1903, whilst reviewing the DA for the Hoskins estate, the Mayor of Burwood, Mr. Michael Shepherd, concluded that on completion, the area would be of such character that it would vastly elevate the present high standing of Burwood. And I think that role continues. 120 years later, we are the custodians of that legacy. By residents and council working to ensure that all the elements making up this unique precinct are preserved, we can ensure that future generations will continue to enjoy this unique environment. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Next speaker is Miss Elizabeth Musa, who's from Liverpool Road.
Yeah.
On the corner there, and speaking against. Can I just ask, the residents that are speaking against, are they speaking against the whole proposal or is it just your proposal?
No, the residents from Liverpool Road, from number 70 to 78, we're on the south side of Liverpool Road, which we're all here. I'm also speaking for Graham and Colette Tanner, which is number 74 Liverpool Road. Graham's away at the moment, his wife are away. We're against being part of this proposal.
Okay, point taken. Sorry,
Go ahead.
Okay. thank you for that lovely speech. While I'd love to be part of the Appian Way conservation, well, we are part of the conservation area. I'd love to be inside the Appian Way itself, but we're not part of that particular group of homes. We're actually on Liverpool Road on the very busy side of it. So we're actually all against it. We're already under quite stringent laws when renovating, and if we need to put a DA in through council, we have to employ heritage architects, heritage consultants at quite an expensive cost. Now, to group us with a group heritage in a group such, will impact us a lot more. Instead of it being individually heritage listed, this will be more reporting done to say the impact on our property. If I was to put a DA in for my place, how would it affect the whole of the precinct, not just my home? So I think Councillor Ned asked me how would that impact me in future. That would quite substantially be a very difficult and very expensive matter for all of us. Now, we all agree, we all have beautiful homes and we are part of the conservation area. We're still happy to stay part of the conservation area, but we all object on Liverpool Road to be part of this group listing. Again, we're on the south side. It's a bit of an overreach for it to be part of the Appian Way. It's no value benefit for us. My home has had quite a lot of renovations done. Pauline actually spoke about hers as well. I know that Collette and Graham's have also had quite a bit of renovations done in the past 20 years. They've got open plan living at the back. Mine's got a open plan living. I've had a report done by a heritage consultant, which I did lodge that objection with you all. I did email each of you individually what his conclusion was on why my property personally should not be listed in this group listing. And we've done quite a lot of work to it that it doesn't actually, it's not as original, and it's not, we're not part of the Hodgkins Estate Builders. We're actually part of the Adeline one, which is a completely different lot of builders, built like 20, 30 years after Appian Way. I'm very nervous. I'm so sorry. I hope you do understand what I'm saying. But, yeah, so we're very against it, and we hope you would take it into consideration that we're all against being part of the Appian Way group heritage. Happy to stay as conservation, but not the group heritage.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Next speaker is Miss Yang. Am I right? Or is it a Mr.? Mr. Yang? Sorry, Mr. Yang. Who's speaking against as well, who lives on Liverpool Road, I would assume. Is that right, sir? Mr. Yang?
Yeah.
You live on Liverpool Road?
I live 78 Liverpool Road.
Okay.
My name is Yun Chang Yang. My house is 78 Liverpool Road, Bo Hai. I believe we have been grouped with the heritage group listening for the Appian Way. We received one letter in early February, but didn't understand it, and I don't know what to do the object. Because my English is not my first language, so it's very poor. But we believe this purpose will be very unfair for us, as we are from the Appian Way, and on one very busy Liverpool Road. I just bought this house last year. The house is very simple and crude, and the best side has extension before. The house and the fence is affected by load, vibration, and very big noise. The wall is cracked and slope is need to be repaired more and more often. And we don't have a beautiful street to cap, and don't share the tennis court in the Appian Way. My house is separate from the Appian Way community by busy Liverpool Road. and the address is the Bow Heights, has different postcode with the Epping Way. We can't get any benefit from this proposal. Kunwa City, as everyone knew, we got property developed. That's a huge loss. And if we want to repair my house in the future, we will have to move restriction. We're already under a construction area, which is very tricky and don't want any future restriction made in our home. Please consider our situation. Don't agree with this proposal. Yes, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Mike? Tanya? Sure, we don't get any. Councillors, we've got a councillor who's, thanks to all the residents that spoke on the general item issues. So thanks for coming out and being involved and putting forward your opinion. We've got a councillor Robinson, who's online, simply because I think he might just have a bit of a cold. So we just needed approval. So I need a mover and a seconder that we approve to have him participate online. It's been moved by Councillor Kutcher, seconded by Councillor Hull. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. So there's no apologies. Declarations of interest, councillors? Any declarations? No? Okay, I've got a declaration of interest. So John Faker, Council Mayor, for the 28th of the 3rd, 2023 Council meeting, it's a less than significant non-pecuniary interest. It's in relation to item 15/23, which is the post-exhibition planning proposal to heritage list properties within the Appian Way. The nature of my interest, it has come to my knowledge that Mrs. Musa is related to my wife, who was an objector to the Appian Way heritage listing. Why is it a non-significant pecuniary interest, or less than significant, I should say? It's because as per clause 5.9 in the Model Code of Conduct, the fact that neither my spouse or I have a relationship with Mrs. Musa other than that of a resident, that is, I don't have her contact details or her husband's, we've had no social visits, I don't have any social engagements with the family. Now, councillors, the next item is any other further declarations of interest? Do I have declarations of political donations? No. Do I have confirmation of the minutes? Yes. So it's been moved by Councillor Crichton that the minutes be approved and adopted, seconded by Councillor Manner. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. There's no mayoral minutes. General business item 15/23 is the post-exhibition planning proposal to heritage list properties within the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area. Do I have any speakers or questions? Councillor Manner, we'll start with questions. Councillor Manner.
So there was a statement by the residents of that spoke that it wasn't part of Austin Lee Estate. What estate are we talking about that they're referring to? It's totally different.
Sorry, Councillor?
My question was what estate it was. So the Appian Way was Austin Lee Estate. That's the majority of it, but the affected residents are on a different estate from one of the residents, we're saying, Adeline Estate.
Sorry, residents can't participate from the gallery, I'm sorry. So no calling out, please. The original estate, the Appian Way, is the Hoskins estate. Did you want to add anything, Dylan, through the or General Manager, Tomasa?
Through you, General Manager, just to confirm that, yes, the Appian Way conservation area is the Hoskins Estates, as we know it, and then those properties on the southern side of Liverpool Road form part of the Austin Lee Estate.
Councillor Cutchie, you had a question.
Yeah, I just wondered, my recollection of the proposal as it affects the properties on Liverpool Road, that it was is excluding number 76, and I just wanted if I could confirm that, please.
General Manager.
Yeah, Dylan or Rita. Number
76.
76. That's correct. So number 76 Liverpool Road is excluded from the consideration of the group heritage listing, but it still forms part of the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area.
Councillor Robinson, you've got a question, I believe. Councillor Robinson?
Yes, I do. And firstly, my apologies for not being there in person tonight. I have a cold and I didn't want to risk experience anymore, so thank you for allowing me to participate. I guess through you, Mr. Mayor, I just have a question about why those Liverpool Road properties were included in this conservation area. Despite not being in the Appian Way.
Yep, to General Manager to...
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I guess just to give an overall picture of how the Hoskins Estate originally formed, there are a number of properties. Obviously, we know it as the Appian Way conservation area, but it does include properties both along Burwood Road and also properties on the northern side of Liverpool Road, and they all form part of the original subdivision. Some of the lots that fronted on Appian Way, for example, had dual frontage, and over time the rear portions of those properties have been subdivided and they've had more modern dwellings installed on them. So if you look at the mapping for the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area, you can see along that northern side of Liverpool Road that there's some missing teeth on there. There's some teeth that come down from the main conservation area onto Liverpool Road, and they've been included for that reason in that they formed part of the original subdivision. Those properties on the southern side of the Austin Lee Estate, southern side of Liverpool Road, forming part of the Austin Lee Estate, have been identified, I guess, because they portray a lot of the similar characteristics of the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area. They have that, that garden city, that garden suburb appearance. They are larger homes and larger dwellings, and they contribute to the overall characteristic and setting of the overall Appian Way Conservation Area. And they're also of the same, a number of the dwellings are of the same federation or Arts and Crofts style design as well. So for that reason, those properties are included in the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area.
Can I ask a question just to follow on? I'll get back to you, Councillor Kutcher. So the properties, I can't see the numbers, on the northern side of Liverpool Road, the ones that aren't even items, like they back right onto the Appian Way, like just from a generalisation point of view, like is there some form of protection there that you can't get, for example, a modern, you can get a private certified approval now for a modern big, concrete duplex. It doesn't even come to council anymore. What level of protection do we have for those so we don't have properties like that being built backing on to the Appian Way proper, like? Because I would have thought that would have more of an effect than something across the road on Liverpool Road. I'm not arguing against it all. I'm just saying, I mean, just having a look at the map now, 65, 63, 61, 57, 55A, smack bang in the middle of heritage listed items and smack bang on the rear of properties in the Appian Way, like I would think for me as sort of a layperson, and I mean I live in a heritage Victorian home myself, but in saying that, I mean, I would feel that if they... What protections has council got on those properties to ensure that they don't have a detrimental effect on the adjoining properties in the Appian Way and on the properties on either side of them? I would have thought that was more of a concern for me.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I might just invite Rita Vallard just to respond to that one.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. In terms of the exempt and complying provisions, it's probably unlikely that we would get anything along Liverpool Road because they wouldn't be allowed access because it's a classified road. In terms of if it was a development application, because they're adjacent to, the provisions would require them to do some assessment around the adjacent heritage items. So it would be covered under a development application, and it would be unlikely that we would get a complying development application along Liverpool Road because it is classified road. But if it wasn't on Liverpool Road, there are no protections around those properties that aren't within the conservation area or aren't listed items.
I would have thought that's not a strong protection considering you're, like, being on a classified road, sure, but, I mean, planners come and go. And what if you get a planner? I mean, council doesn't have a decision in planning matters anymore from a DA perspective. What if you've got a planner who likes modern-day living, for example, and one day approves something under delegation that adjoins one of these properties that then reminds you a bit of the mistakes that happened in 1A and 1B, the Appian Way, for example, and what happened on the corner of David Street and Murray Street in Croydon in the Melvin Hill Estate, for example, where you got these red brick large homes at the time. How do we ensure that those mistakes aren't repeated? That's my concern anyway, and I'm sort of putting that out as a question. I don't know if it could be answered. Other questions in the meantime? Councillor Cutcher?
Yeah, I've got two more questions, if I may, Mr. Mayor. So the first one is these properties are already... they've already received a degree of protection and some restrictions placed on them in terms of development, being part of a heritage conservation area. So the question is, what is the practical difference? What would be the impacts of the listing on these properties? What's the heightened level of restrictions that are imposed? The second question is a process question. Do we have the opportunity here to make amendments to the proposal? If that were to be considered, what would be our process, and is that something that we can entertain?
Yep. Good question.
I might just lead that, and if Rita, you want to come back with any other items I want to pick up, and through you, Mr. Mayor, in terms of, I guess, the additional level of assessment, obviously, yes, it is with the Heritage Conservation Area, and we can take into account the general characteristics of the Heritage Conservation Area, street front setting, streetscape appearance, building setting, and those sorts of attributes. With the heritage listing, we have a greater power to look at the specifics of each individual dwelling and take into account things like garden curtilage, and I think particularly with the Appian Way Conservation Area, the garden setting, the garden city approach there is very much its unique characteristic, and we're able to take, I guess, a deeper and broader assessment of those particular issues that might include items which go beyond what can be considered in a heritage conservation area. I think also our kind of experience shows us when these things are considered as appeal and considered by the court, we do get a sense that, well, okay, if it was such a significant property, why wasn't it heritage listed? And whilst, yes, heritage conservation areas are given a level of weight and consideration, the feedback and the message we get is, well, if it was so important, it should be a heritage listed item.
And I think Councillor had an issue on process, if there was an amendment.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. In terms of the process, we've been given delegation with this planning proposal from the Department of Planning. So if the planning proposal goes through as per exhibited, then the general manager has delegation to finalise the plan. If for any reason we change from what we've exhibited to what we resolve to adopt tonight, we would have to go back to the department and seek advice on whether or not we could finalise the plan, pulling out those properties, if that was the resolution. They may make us go back out and re-exhibit the plan.
Thanks. Any other questions? Sorry, Councillor Manning, you had a question.
I was just listening to the speakers that came on board, that there's quite a fair bit of alterations that have happened over the years to those residents.
Question?
The Appian Way itself is unique. I mean...
Question. We're in question time.
Okay. The question is...
Sorry.
The question is, when we decided back in September of last year to put Appian Way up for investigation, my understanding was the actual Appian Way and all the vegetation and gardens and tennis courts and everything else, it wasn't intent to go to the other side of the road. Wasn't that the intention when we put the intent, when we actually requested an investigation into this?
Is that a question to me who put up the mural minute, or is that a question to staff? Or, look, from my recollection, and when I put up the mural minute, I think there's no doubting the Appian Way is unique. My intent was that it only be the Appian Way properties. I actually thought it would go as far as heritage listing the actual trees in the Appian Way because they're unique, the clubhouse and so forth. I wasn't aware about the surrounds. In saying that, that was the intent. In saying that, it doesn't stop council staff in bringing up broader. I think that's part of an investigation, is other issues may come up. So it's not unusual, I believe. But I don't know if the general manager wants to add anything.
I assume, Mr. Mayor, I suppose that's probably the broader interpretation of a mural minute that was presented, and that probably led to the staff looking and just maybe outside that immediate precinct.
And I don't think there's anything wrong in that process. So while there was an intent, just sometimes things might get missed, and I think it's good governance that the staff could raise that in reporting as well. So it's not an issue, I believe anyway. Is there any other questions? Do I have a motion? I think you just. Did you put your hand up or no?
I've got a motion.
Yep, your motion.
Yep. So I'm happy with the assistant councillor.
I need your microphone, though, councillor.
Sorry.
I mean, you pressed it and then...
It's all good. just got to find... Yeah. So I'm supporting the recommendations made by council with an additional point.
He's moving.
Underneath 1A, so in line with the residents' submissions that have been objected to properties 72, 74 and 78 on Liverpool Road, Burwood Heights, known as Austin Lee Estate, these properties be excluded from the heritage listing, but that they remain within the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area. If that's supported, I'll move it that way.
Do I have a second? It's been seconded by Councillor Crichton. I just had another question to staff. I just want to ask if before I get speakers. Under the heritage conservation area that's there, just so I get an understanding before I make a decision, is there a... can the properties be demolished or do they need an individual listing? So can we protect... Are they protected against demolition under that or not?
So the general manager, just to clarify, so the demolition of the dwellings within the heritage conservation area, is that the question?
Yeah, so for example, if council decided to proceed with this motion, I just want to know if, for example, 78, the Hume Highway, came up and said, well, I want to put in a demolition now because I'm only in a conservation area. I'm not a heritage listed item.
No.
Is that permissible still?
So they can't do demolition as a compliant development, so they would have to come and apply to council for demolition. I think given that we recognise those as contributing items, we're unlikely to be supportive of that.
Would likely be supportive or not supportive?
Unlikely to be supportive.
Unlikely. Sorry, that's your English accent.
Thank you. Based on what we know about the properties now, it's, I would say, very, very unlikely that we would be supportive of that.
So there's still a level of protection? There's a level of protection. Sorry, Councillor, you're... Did you wish to speak?
That's all. I just wanted to just... I mean, they're protected. The most important thing I see is that this is going to be a state heritage listed, the Appian Way. I thought it was. I was surprised when it came up as it wasn't.
Sorry, Councillor. So yeah. It was moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. The amendment is... I can't see the amendment. There's a part... What part was it, sorry? Yeah, it's not on this screen. Oh, here it is. So, that the properties that form part of the Austin Lee Estate within the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Areas being numbers 72, 74 and 78 Liverpool Road be removed from the proposed group listing and that the planning process be amended to reflect this. But I think to make it clear, it was that they are still to remain part of the...
I'll read it again. Sorry, Mr. Mayor. I mustn't have been clear. I'll read it again. So... The amendment was in line with the residents' submission that have objected to property 72, 74 and 78, Liverpool Road, Burwood Heights, known as Austin Lee Estate, that these properties be excluded from the heritage listing, but that they remain within the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area.
And that we should add, and that the planning proposal be amended to reflect this.
I can send it to you if you like. Yeah.
Well, I think we need it typed so councillors know what they're voting on first. So how about you take the... I think you can... So just read it out again while they type it, councillor.
Okay. In line with residents' submissions that have... objected to the property 72, 74 and 78 Liverpool Road, Burwood Heights, known as Austin Lee Estate, that these properties be excluded from the heritage listings, but that they remain within the Appian Way Heritage Conservation Area.
I've got it written here,
though. Sorry, I was just going to send it through.
Sorry.
While we're doing that, can I just ask another question? Sorry, it's a bit out of school. With regards to the tennis courts and the trees and the clubhouse, my first question is, can we heritage list the trees? I always thought that they were numbered. We had a sort of we had a survey of each tree and so forth. And secondly, I think, one of the residents, Alex, raised with regards to the clubhouse and the gardens and so forth. How quick is that a process? Like, do we have to start the whole process again? Can it be done as part of this? Sorry, Rita, through the general manager to you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. In terms of the first question, we can list the trees as specific items within the landscape character, and that would include the green and the clubhouse. Answer to the second question, we would have to go through this process, prepare a planning proposal, go to the panel, come to council, and then go through the department to get a gateway.
Why can't they be included as part of the motion now and then that be advised to the department as an amendment to the planning proposal and seek their advice? I would have thought it's the same. I mean, it's not as if you're listing a private property and you've got the majority of the residents in the Appian Way supporting it anyway. Is that not an option?
For you, Mr. Mayor, the alternate option would be to resolve to include it in this planning proposal. We would then have to go back to the department, get an amended gateway, go back out on exhibition, go through that process again because the planning proposal substantially differs in terms of what's being listed, and then come back to council.
Is it a substantial difference, though?
The department would require us to re-examine.
Can we at least seek advice?
Yep.
Why don't we try? I would have thought including a clubhouse in the middle of an estate wouldn't be a major deviation. Like, it's not as if you're changing. I wouldn't see it. I couldn't see it that way anyway. I mean, personally, but I mean, there might be a legal term for that. Sorry, did you have a question, Councillor Kutcher? Oh, no, because I saw you. No? Sorry, you had a question, yes? No?
Yeah, I'm just, while we're sort of thinking about, you know, different amendments that might go in so we can catch all of this in one go, I'm just wondering, is there, do we need to be considering whether or not interim heritage orders on, say, property at the property at 2A needs to be looked at in relation to...
Is that the proposed childcare centre?
No, it's the other end of the street. It's the one that fronts Liverpool Road.
Oh, yes.
Right at the across the road from where these properties are. And that, in fact, if we...
Why is there a threat to 2A?
Well, I guess that's the question. Do we need to investigate that?
Just elaborate? Because I'm not aware. So what I'm saying is I'm not aware. I'm just trying to catch on to the intent, because I'm not aware of anything happening there. Is there anything happening there?
So there have been some concerns raised with me from members of the community since the property was sold, you know, 18 months or so ago. I understand there have been some work orders have been issued. Has been some work done on the property that maybe is a bit of an overreach on those work orders. And I think also, you know, that's a property that, if it were cleaned up properly, does front and joins the Liverpool Road properties into the Appian Way in a direct way. And I guess, there's just that concern that if we're kicking this can down the road, does that give time for, you know, someone who's inclined towards sharp practice to take those steps? And do we then need to be thinking about, you know, well, was there actually a threat on this property? Do we need to be ready to issue an interim heritage order, or do we consider it in this motion?
I might just put that question to Dylan, just to, if he can make us aware of what's happening there, and if there's a threat, and how does that get kicked off, and do we need to include it as part of this process?
I guess just in terms of the option of the interim heritage order, I'm just going to look to Rita confirmation, but ultimately, as we've reached gateway approval, we've effectively reached that same point in that properties are identified as interim heritage items.
Yep.
So they're already afforded the same level of protection as they would have as if they had an IHO in place. So I think we have that level of protection there as well. Maybe just to circle back around on the discussion around the sort of the group listings and including the clubhouse, that was certainly a scenario that we thought about. And I think the advice that we were getting was with it being a group listing, we wanted it to be a group listing for the dwellings specifically, so that it's very clear what those items relate to and not sort of confuse or introduce other items into that. So I think if we're wanting to go down the pathway of the tennis courts, the clubhouse and all the trees as well, we'd likely have that as a separate heritage item within the Appian Way conservation area.
Okay, fair enough. And my next question, sorry, councillors, this is an important issue. My next question is there an opportunity, and would there be value from a planning perspective for properties like 65, 63, 61, 57, 55A to at least be included as part of the conservation area? Okay, you haven't recommended they be listed, but so in future, if they were to be redeveloped, like 1A and 1B, the Appian Way, that they would be redeveloped in a sympathetic state or stage or character to it's adjoining properties. I know that's a given for you as a planner in when you're assessing anyway, but that's technically not for me like a protection, because if that goes to the Land and Environment Court, I mean, other than them, you know, taking into consideration, there's no real legal protection there. I would have thought that would at least be a minimum, or no?
Through you, the General Manager, I think I'd have to take that question on notice, really. I know there have been a number of amendments to the boundaries of the Appian Way Conservation Area, so I'm feeling like there would have been consideration of those properties and whether or not they should be included in HCA. I can see that because they are modern additions and they are modern dwellings, that there would be a case to say, well, no, that they shouldn't form part of the Heritage Conservation Area for the fact that they're just non-contributory items and they wouldn't add to the value of the Heritage Conservation Area. But
sorry, can I just clarify that? So you're saying that there could be value in including them, but stating that they're non-contributory items?
They just don't contribute to the Heritage Conservation Area, and that's why they have been excluded previously. But I need to go back and do
and I understand that. And maybe they can be included as, I don't know, is there a way of including properties and saying they're a non-contributory item, but you have them there? Because my fear is one day you could get a massive, you know, modern two-story, for example, home sitting there that it's adjoining Bishgrade Estate and in between these heritage items. It's just going to look very odd and out of character. I just would have thought anything that happens around there would be in character. I mean, we went to court, I believe, for 18 the Appian Way, because it was right on the entrance of the Appian Way there, and it was, you know, not in character for what they were trying to do with a childcare centre, for example. So how do the other properties that are joined back onto the properties of the Appian Way not have a similar effect, I would have thought? I don't know. That's just my view. I'd be interested to see. Can you take that on notice at least? And then maybe that's something we can, it could be looked at and you can see if it's value from it, or maybe a heritage can. I think, well, I've raised it as a question. I think you take that on. Councillor Hull.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just following on actually from your remarks there, can I ask, in respect of the amendment that's before us, of Councillor Manners' amendment, if we're contemplating omitting properties as state heritage, as listing them, that is, removing them from the state heritage listing, but retaining them within the heritage conservation area, what restrictions are on this on these properties in that instance? For example, would non-residential uses be permitted, i.e., following on from your point, Mr. Mayor, would they be able to apply to, you know, convert the property into a childcare centre, for example?
Sorry. Mr. Porter.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Look, in terms of land uses, we're not proposing to change those at all, so they're all controlled by the zoning. Obviously, within the low-density residential area, childcare is permitted land use, so we're not proposing to change that at all. So we would obviously have to assess application on its merits, but in theory, somebody within the Appian Way Conservation Area could lodge a further DA to change the use of their dwelling to the permitted land uses within the low-density residential area.
Right. Councillor Robertson, you had a question. You had your hand up. Councillor Robinson? Any further questions?
My question was just a quick one. Sorry, is there, can I just clarification as to, with 72, 74 and 78, is there any need to put the other properties on Liverpool Road into the same amendment?
Which other properties? The ones...
67, 59, 55, Liverpool Road build.
Mr. Porter?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure I quite follow the question there. I think we were looking at 78 has been proposed as heritage listed items, which we've amended through the resolution there. So those properties on the northern side of Liverpool Road, so 55, 57, we're not proposing any changes there at all, aside from responding to the Mayor's questions about future redevelopment.
Okay. Councillor Cutcham.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question, if it would be prudent for us to also then amend what's now point four, that council, subject to the department's advice and pursuant to section 3.36 of the EPA Act, exercise its LEP making delegations to finalise and make the draft LEP. Is there a conflict in the motion if we don't also amend that provision?
We'll change that. So you're happy with that amendment, Councillor?
Subject to opinion from the department, is that what you're referring to, Councillor?
Yeah. Subject to the Department of Planning.
Subject to approval to proceed.
DOP's advice. Okay, any other questions? Sorry, Councillor, back to you for your...
No further comments. I pretty much said what I needed to say, and I'll support the recommendation with the addition. Thank you.
Councillor Cron.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I support the amended recommendation, and I'm satisfied that the three properties, 72, 74 and 78 Liverpool Road at Burwood Heights, have protection by being part of the existing Appian Way Heritage Conservation Zone. I've had the pleasure of listening tonight to our residents' concern and also talking to some residents on the phone during the week and over email, and I really don't think it's necessary to include these three properties into the heritage listing. My reason really is because they're located within the Austin Lee estate. They were never part of the Hoskings estate, which has been the focus here tonight. And for me, it was never the intent of the mayoral minute. So I'll leave it at that. But I do thank the residents for coming. And just one further point. I really believe very strongly that we need to move forward very quickly in seeking heritage listing on the very special pavilion, the tennis courts and the landscaping that does make up the... really Australian famous Appian Way. It's a great example of Edwardian architecture, and we should be rightly proud here at Burwood Council that we do value heritage and to support the residents who do live in the beautiful Appian Way. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Cron. Any other speakers? Councillor Cutcher.
I'll support the amended motion. I would have supported the motion as it was written as well. I'm not convinced that there's a very onerous additional burden that will be placed on the property owners in bringing them into the group heritage listing. But I do take on board the concerns that have been raised, and I want to thank the residents, particularly those residents who made submissions to this planning proposal. There was a lot of passionate support from residents within the Appian Way, and I think we need to honour that. And I also appreciate those residents who live on Liverpool Road who didn't contribute through the exhibition for whatever reason, for bringing their concerns to our attention and to council. And I think there's some important reflections for us as a council as to how we engage with our community when we're making these kinds of proposals, and there's some particular concerns around how we ensure that people are getting the information that we want them to in a way that's useful to them so that they can be involved and engaged and participate fully in the process and in our local democracy, which is what this is all about. But, yeah, I think it's a good compromise that's been reached with the amended proposal, and I would support it. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors? Mm. Councillor Hull?
Yes, look, I also support the amendment. I appreciate that there is a historical difference between the Hoskins estate and the Austin Lee estate, which was slightly later, I think, in date than the Hoskins estate and wasn't originally part of it. I suppose it's logical to make that distinction in this proposal before us this evening. Whilst I do appreciate the original intent of the motion was to preserve other nearby properties which could be considered representative examples of Federation dwellings, and I still believe I do take the view that those particular residences along Liverpool Road do fit that criteria. However, I do, having said that, I do thank the residents for their submissions this evening, and I think via email as well, that, you know, they have objections to it. I think we need to take those on board, and I think, yeah, I agree that there's been a suitable compromise reached in the wording of the amendment. So, yes, I'm prepared to support it.
Thanks, Councillor Hull. Any other speakers? Councillor Robertson, no, fine. Okay, look, I'll just quickly, I think I'll add to the sentiments that have been raised this evening by my fellow councillors in supporting the motion and the amendment. I'd like to thank all the residents that came out and put forward their arguments. I think the Appian Way is probably one of the most unique streets in Sydney, New South Wales. It's a great honour to have the character of that street in the Build LGA. That's why it was a bit of a shock to me when I found out that it was not listed as, or the properties were not listed as individual heritage items, that I moved with the support of my fellow councillors, Meryl Minnett, to list it. In saying that, the intent wasn't to include those properties across the road, I guess I could have gone either way in listening to the arguments. If they weren't protected, I would have felt a bit uncomfortable in not having any protection whatsoever. But considering they are part of the conservation area, I think that that it meets the test then. My only thing I want to add is there certain standards of heritage items, I think, and heritage precincts within the LGA. And the council has, over recent years, expanded some of those conservation areas, for example, with the Burwood Sintra Estate, and expanding that northern part. So pretty much now from Paisley Road at Croydon Station there, all the way south to Liverpool Road, all the way up to Walden Street, is now a conservation area. You've got Claremont Road, for example, which is a conservation area. And while I think that it's great that we're expanding those conservation areas, I think we're just, from a planning perspective, if I could just give some feedback. I think if we, and this is something that we've just got to consider in relation to having people then have properties that are heritage listed. If sometimes, I think now, when I'm talking about certain listings, I'm talking about conservation areas, there's certain levels and tests, I think, that you would suggest that the Appian Way is at a different level to, for example, a property that might be in Claremont Road down next to Arthur Street. I think they're just two. I mean, while you might have a contributory factor in Claremont Road, the Appian Way is quite significant and you'd have a different test there. The reason I'm raising this is because there was some feedback that was given to me, for example, from one of the councillors who was speaking to a resident somewhere in Claremont Road, and I'll get the details, that because they were part of the conservation area, and this person's apparently, the story that was told to me was, is a family has to pull up on Claremont Road, which gets quite busy at times. I think we all know that Claremont Road in peak hours gets busy, has to open her timber gates to get out, and was refused the opportunity to upgrade the gates to automated gates. Now, you know, there could be a certain level of argument that you could have timber gates that get automated machines fixed on them, or you could have aluminium gates that carry, you know, automated, have automation that resemble a timber look. I'm not sure. All I'm suggesting, and there's also been an example that showed, for example, in a renovation that was done within a heritage home, or in a conservation area, where they had to keep the nibs of the walls to show that there was a room there. They couldn't actually have an open plan living and things like that. The reason I'm raising this is because we're seeing at times an increase in heritage properties that are being left as derelict. They're becoming derelict, and we've been writing to the minister and to the government to increase council's powers to allow us to take action so those properties don't get lost forever and we don't lose them to the community. So I'm just trying to work out, is there ways we can investigate, and this is obviously on notice, Mr. General Manager, if there's ways we can investigate how we can categorise levels of importance of a property, how we can have sympathetic upgrades that could be made to those properties, for example, like a gate that ensures that people can still have and enjoy some level of I guess, modern living, but in that character type home, and give them some of that flexibility so those properties can be renovated internally and the character of the properties are protected and they're not lost and they're not left to become derelict and that they can be homes for families. Because while we're getting all this high-rise in the town centre and we're seeing a mix of different people that are, you know, whether they're newlyweds, young couples, students, families living in the town centre, we want to ensure that we're not also excluding families living in our residential areas, and that's one of the reasons why we want to protect those residential areas. So my argument is that we just need to be conscious that we don't make it too onerous, because then we're going to get kicked back every time we want to expand a conservation area. We're going to get kicked back when we're trying to list important heritage items, because people are going to think, well, I'm not even going to be able to change my fence. I'm not even going to be able to make my home modern inside, or I might not be able to change, you know, the tiles inside. So there's certain state-listed items. There's certain items in the Appian Way where you've got to keep that character inside. I understand that. My house is a Victorian house. I spend a lot of money ripping out modern marble bathrooms and vanities and replacing it with the old English tiles, because that's the living that I wanted, and I appreciate it. That's part of the house. We just need, and for that house, you would expect that. But there's beautiful Federation homes that are in a conservation area that have had great renovations in the past, that still have modern living inside and still protect that character. So just to be a bit conscious of that. I'm not sure of the exact example that was raised with me. If that's the case, I just wouldn't mind just having a bit of a think about it and maybe a bit of a discussion with the councillors through a workshop, whether we set some categories or what, you know, what tolerance level we take, just so we can ensure that they still are, that heritage homes and conservation and homes in conservation areas can still be great homes to live and raise a family. You're right to reply, Councillor.
No, I've got nothing further to say. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? So that was unanimous. So it was Councillor Faker, Manor, Esper, Kutcher, Crichton, Robinson and Hull. Councillor Robinson, because I can't see you, I just want to confirm you're voting for?
Yes, I vote in favour.
Okay, just for the record, thank you. Thanks, councillors, thanks, residents, for your attendance.
Next item is item 16/23, which is recognising our local heritage on page 45. Do I have a mover before we get into questions?
Moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Do I have any questions, speakers?
I have a question. Actually, Councillor two Crichton. Questions. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I ask through you, Mr. Mayor, can the on under Table 2 on page 46, it lists, I think it's 24 heritage sites which are to receive directional signage, which I welcome. But Could I ask if the year of origin will be included? For example, it just states there Santa Sabina, so the correct name is Santa Sabina College. And if the whole idea here is to recognise our local heritage, it would mean a lot more if it states Santa Sabina College 1894 or Enfield Olympic Pool 1933. So my question is, can the year of origin be added to the directional signage, which I believe is this street blazer at this stage?
Mr. General Manager?
No, yes, for sure, Councillor. I think I would probably read this table as just calling out the items as opposed to a very prescriptive sign. So probably I would expect a lot more detail to go onto the actual sign.
I think it actually adds a story. There's on page 55 an example of what the signage looks like. Oh, there we go. If you look on page 56, 57, it shows you there in a bit of a closer detail. I think it gives a bit of history on the property as well. There's one right out the front of the actual council library here on facing Unity Place. But good point. I think the year is very important. I would believe that that would be included as a given. Councillor, you had a question. Did you raise your hand? No. Did you? Sorry, no. Councillor Cronin.
Sorry, I do have a second question. And tonight we've obviously been talking about heritage conservation zones, and today I printed off our 21 zones, which are here. So my second question will be, will consideration be given to eventually including sign blades depicting the 21 heritage conservation zones located across our LGA? For example, Malvern Hill Conservation Zone, 1909.
I believe so. If it will, Councillor, just clarifying, is it like directional signage that you would like to point people?
Well, I just think, I'm not sure if it's actually directional signage. Is this a street blade just depicting that residents and visitors to our LGA have arrived at a special spot? It's been special enough for us to grant it conservation status. But I'm always a little bit surprised when you go up to Malvern Hill. There's not that much storytelling, and yet it's such a special part of our LGA, and I just think if people knew that they had arrived into Malvern Hill Conservation Area and a year behind it, and I think a very simple street blade for about $120 per blade would be a wonderful start for some storytelling.
An example on page 56, is that sort of, yeah, that's more directional. I think the intent, from what I can gather, and just correct me if I'm wrong, Councillor Crine, is a bit of a sort of gateway signage. So nothing too gateway-ish, but maybe a plaque or a notice that, you know, this is the boundary of the Appian Way. But where do you then stop that? That's my only issue. Do you put it on every street corner?
No.
Do you just put it on an entrance?
No, I couldn't. Sorry. I could refer you to an example from Yarra Council down in Victoria, which is where I got the original idea from. Yep. 3 years ago that formed my original notice of motion. No, I would just think that you would depict the perimeter, so it may just be four per zone or two per zone. And, yeah, I just think it would really – we're often criticised here for seemingly not valuing heritage, but, in fact, we do. But I think it's just a really valuable storytelling.
Okay. Noted. And maybe if you can send that example through as well. Any other questions? This has been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? I believe that was carried unanimously. Next item is the draft permit parking scheme policy endorsement for public exhibition, which is on page 60. Can I suggest we make a slight amendment to that? That we do a councillor workshop? Is that okay? I think we can put it out on exhibition, but at the same time, we do a councillor workshop. Because then I think there's probably to amend or change this here without getting proper feedback and answers, I think it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I've got questions.
Yeah.
Do I have a mover first before I guess we speak?
Well, the thing is, I can ask some questions as well.
Yeah, you can still ask questions. Are you going to move that and that you add a part three that we have a councillor workshop?
Yeah.
Are you happy with that? Is anyone happy to second that? Councillor Kutcher, happy to second that? Yep. Just before I hand over, my question is in relation, or sorry, my getting a better understanding is in relation to a number of the forms of the permits that are issued, for example, and how we're applying some of those on residences, for example, that have larger families now. Now, we can't give unlimited permits, I'm aware of that, but to say you've got, you know, a family of six and they only get three permits technically and they could have five, you know, so younger people are staying at home a lot more. I'm not a big fan of buying every person in the household a car. Like, I'm refusing to buy my kids a car. They can share. But that's me. I mean, I know other people have different needs. In saying that, they probably, it shouldn't be handing out permits verbatim, as we say, but at the same time, some people have issues with cars parking in tandem, for example, and it's counted as two spots. So there are things I just want to put forward. What are some solutions that we may be able to come about? That's why I'm asking for a workshop.
Yes.
Councillor Kutcher, you had a question.
Yeah, look, thank you, Mr. Mayor. That what you've just raised would have formed part of a question that I would ask. Another question would be just in relation to the commuter parking permit. How can we get some data, or can we get some indication of how many of these are being issued? How we're monitoring the use, how we're ensuring that they're actually being used for the purpose that they're being issued, and I think, you know, that probably applies to some of the other other kind of permits as well. And I guess I'd ask, or maybe it's more of a comment, so I should leave it, but, you know, we've got an opportunity here. I mean, notwithstanding the point that you've just raised, Mr. Mayor, but an opportunity to be a bit aspirational in framing up this scheme to promote, to encourage less car reliance in our area. And there are certainly parts of our LGA where car reliance is becoming less and less important. And certainly there are other parts where maybe that's not so much the case. But, you know, as we've got the metro coming in, you know, in a couple of years' time, we really should be starting to think about the way we're framing up the language that we're using as we're inviting people to apply for parking permits.
Yep, good point. Councillor Manor, did you have... Sorry, were you...
We're restricted to how many, because of the spacing that we have in each street.
I might just finish questions. Anyone else have a question? Because then I'll get you to talk to the motion, because I think you're to talk. Yep, so go for it, Councillor.
Yep. A property is, let's say, my property, for example, is the frontage is just under on 12, 13 metres, right? But on that frontage is a driveway, right? So if you've got a car that's a length, there's only one car that can fit in front of my property, given you leave a little bit of one a bit metre here, one a bit metre there, etc. Realistically, if we had more spacing in front of a property, then you can fit more cars, right? Now, if you've got I'm a resident, right, and I need a visitor parking, I can park outside, for example, right? Why not be able to utilise the opening in the driveway? Because it's within your own driveway. You're not going to block yourself.
Because you can't police that.
But it's what I'm saying is, John.
I understand that, and I think these are things you can raise in the workshop.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking how that it's impossible.
You can't park in your driveway.
Driveway, but in front of the actual driveway. If you're entitled to park outside as a visitor, for example, or a permit as to park outside, where do you park? If you're going to take the spot in front of your house, and pretty much you waste, right? Unless you've got small cars, you can fit two small cars. But it's just a lot of spaces. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. Anyway, I shouldn't be commenting because it's your time to speak. I'm out of school.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying we need more space. That's pretty much where you can utilise it. That's all.
Councillor Couture, you had a... Did you wish to speak on that? Look, I'll just speak. Look, I understand that. I think there's a lot of pressures. I think the resident parking scheme was to deal with and was introduced and expanded over time because we had more and more cars coming here to park than go down who had jobs, for example. So they were employees, was one of them. And two, so we had to put parking restrictions in place, which then the residents got affected and punished because they couldn't park in front of their home. Two was also how do we... and then we'll get in commuters from outside the area coming and parking. So the commuter parking scheme that we all... permit that we put through isn't widely known about, I believe. It's not... It was raised as an issue. I think we did a mayoral minute 10 years ago, we introduced it. It was to help and support the residents south side of Liverpool Road to be able to have the option to actually come and park here and catch a train rather than have to take the car on a full journey. So that helped. And it was to allow them to park in streets, for example, like Lucas Road, which is my road, which has a resident parking scheme. Because it still means, like, just because you've got a resident parking scheme, it shouldn't mean that you feel entitled or that you own the spot in front of your house. So it was to create a balance, I guess. So, it's interesting. I had a resident last week who lives in Simpson Avenue who's in a resident parking scheme but was actually calling to get meters because they still think in a resident parking scheme it's not working. Because they're getting people that just want to park there and go into Westfields. One of the other things I've asked the staff to in our traffic committee is to investigate ways on how we can create better drop-off as well around Westfields. Simply because that could stop cars having to go into Victoria Street, driving through the car park, creating more traffic issues. There's a lot of people that just want to drop off and can go. And then they can come back and their family member can, you know, the 3-4 bags they've got out of Coles or Woolies can just throw them in the boot and go. It's just a drop-off point. Mm. So they're the type of things. But I agree with Councillor Kutcher. There's great opportunity that we keep talking about, which is the Burwood North Metro, that really... We should start thinking about how that can change people's habits and how we're going to encourage better accessibility into that. And I know the staff have been meeting with the Metro group, especially about how the interface with the station on our side is going to work within the overall community and public area there, but how you're actually going to have a space that's going to invite people in. And from what I understand from a little bit of the discussion the GM gave me was the way it's currently designed wasn't very inviting for people to go into. And that's one of the issues. But I think now there might be even an opportunity to think about, you know, when the government did the WestConnex and they announced the Burwood North Metro, there was big discussions about Parramatta Road and converting that into a space of... less volume of cars, increased public transport opportunities, more landscaping. You know, you've got to see that. And this has been going on for 20 years. Like, I remember sitting down with Craig Knowles when he was the planning minister talking about revitalising Parramatta Road, and it's such a disappointment because I walked down there the other day and you just see the weeds growing out of these footpaths that are broken. It's very unorganised. There's no trees along there. There's no inviting opportunities for, you know, just changing the character and the feel of that space. And it's a failure from successive governments. And it's sad. And now that they've done the WestConnex and the Burwood North Metro, and there was all these promises about Parramatta Road, it's now been forgotten again. And maybe we should start raising it again. Right, a reply, Councillor. Sorry, any other speakers?
Out of school.
Maybe at the end. Put the motion, all those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 18/23, which is the investment report. Moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Any questions? Put the motion, all those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. 19/23, first time disclosure of interest. Page 75. Moved by Councillor Kutcher, was it?
I could move it.
Yep. Yep. Moved by Councillor Kutcher, seconded by Councillor Espar. Councillor?
So I haven't looked at it since earlier today, but I understand the report mentions five people have been have had their disclosures published on the website, but there's only four that I could see. So I just wanted to check that that was correct, that was okay. And is the fifth one, has the fifth one gone up, or is it or will it go up?
Yes, it has.
They should all be up on the website. If they are required to lodge a return, then they must be on our website.
Was there a reason it wasn't up, or was it just...
I'm not sure, actually.
It was just timing? Work? Okay.
We received one of them on the day we were publishing the agenda, and I went, I'll slip it in their report. And I
haven't
But I will.
Okay, good. All right. It's fine. Does that answer the question, Councillor? Any other speakers? Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 20/23, which is the public exhibition conflict of interest policy, council-related development, moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Hull. You happy to second it? Yes. Speakers? Yes. Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. 21/23, National General Assembly of Local Government 2023, Canberra. Mover? Been moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Questions? Speakers for, against, I'll put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Reports of committees are RC2/23. RC3/23 and RC4/23. Do I have any questions for either committees? Do we have any? So it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton for RC2/23. The report be received and noted.
Sorry, I wanted to move an alternative motion, but if that's already been moved, I'll seek to amend. Sorry, I'm just trying to find the details. We're talking about the sustainability...
Yes, an environment advisory committee.
Environment committee. So I just wanted to ask that that we acknowledge, we note and thank Monica Fearn for her participation on the committee, and we commence a process for securing a new committee member as part of this motion.
Yes. Any objections? Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Sorry, was that Councillor Manor seconded by you, or... with that amendment?
Yes. Can I just write down the amendment before?
So it was Councillor Manor that moved it. It was seconded by Councillor Kutcher, with the amendment that, which has been accepted, which is to, just repeat it, Councillor.
To receive, note and thank Monica Fian's, to note and thank Monica Fian for her participation on the committee, and to commence a process for securing a new committee member.
Yep. There's no objection or no reason for a delay. Okay. I put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. RC/23, page 95, local traffic committee, moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, speakers against, put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. RC4/23, Build Local Traffic Committee Extraordinary Meeting, moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, against, to put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Notice of motion NM1/23, COVID-19 pandemic, being moved by Councillor Crichton. I need a seconder.
I would like to second it with a potential amendment as well, if I could be so bold. And that would be to ask that we write to the new New South Wales Minister for Health, seeking a commitment to investigate the extent of ongoing complications arising from COVID-19 infections, including the prevalence and impacts of long COVID across our community.
You happy with that amendment? So it's been moved by Councillor Crichton and seconded by Councillor Kutcher with that amendment. Just repeat that amendment again, if you don't mind, Councillor.
To write to the new New South Wales Minister for Health, seeking a commitment to investigate the extent of ongoing complications arising from COVID-19 infections, including the prevalence and impacts of long COVID across our community.
Okay, I'll just put the motion again. All those for the motion, as per amendment, show of hands. It's Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Hugo. Councillor Espar and Councillor Kutcher, and who have I missed? Councillor Hull. Okay, carried unanimously. No further business arising. Meeting closes at 7:31 p.m. Thank you.